Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. I'll be in Richmond tomorrow for AWOD's Football Fest, 6 o'clock, River City Roll. Of course, you can also listen to our stream via the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. And watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle and Jason Bishop. Coming up at 8:25, what does Cliff Kingsbury say about Terry McLaurin holding out? We'll hear from Cliff.
Like, hot off the presses.
Thinks.
Like, literally just said it.
Just said it? Yeah.
Good. So that's coming up at 8:25, but right now we'll open up EB's entertainment page.
All right, boys. Entertainment page, of course, driven by BMW Fairfax. Love them. They're the greatest. DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for my girl Miriam. She's the general manager. Of course, you can check out their entire selection of certified pre-owned and new vehicles right there on the website. BMWFairfax.com. Mention me. They're going to treat you like a rock star either way, but it definitely helps. Thank you. I was telling, I was telling Mar during the break that, you know, he said, oh, nice video you posted yesterday with Meg. It was not, yeah, whatever. It was nice. I like the interaction between Meg and I. But then I'm so old that I was wearing a compression sock yesterday for my foot. Because my foot is swollen, a little bit swollen under the padding. Mm-hmm. Have you ever worn one? That's like, that's the domain of, that's when it's the end of the road.
Yeah, copper fit.
It wasn't copper, but it was, that's when it's the end of the road. You're wearing a compression sock. Oh. All right, guys. John Grisham. Whatever happened to freaking John Grisham? I think he still writes books, right? Does anybody read them? What happened to the era where John Grisham, every book would come out and be a new movie?
Isn't he minority owner of the Orioles?
Is he? He might be.
Oh, I think he did
buy a
portion.
He's definitely a big baseball guy. He's, yeah, like, he's built fields, right, and everything.
I put this in the EP because I knew this was right up your alley.
Well, I used to like John Grisham novels that would turn into movies, right? They were kind of like mainstream.
Yeah, I mean, The Pelican Brief, The Client, The Chamber, The Rainmaker, The Runaway Jury, The Partner.
Right, both those all, like, this is sort of just like fun, you know, good movies to watch. But I guess since, let me see here.
Has he lived in Baltimore the last, I thought he lived in Baltimore.
I know, you always ask these questions I don't know the answers to.
I thought that was the connection with the Orioles.
Well, I know he's like from there. I don't know if he lives there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Or he lived there at one point in his life.
Why do I think he lived in like St. Louis or something?
You might be right.
I'm sure I'm wrong. But I guess the Rainmaker is coming to TV.
Nice.
So does that mean they're just gonna put the movie there, or is it gonna be a series?
It's a series. Okay. It's a scripted series, non-reality TV show series that they're doing.
Okay, so when the book and movie came out, whatever, it was 1995. Matt Damon starred in it, right?
John Voight, Danny Glover,
right? So now they're gonna turn it all into a whole series. Mm-hmm. I'm in.
You got a new show.
Who wouldn't be in? All right, but it's going to be on USA. Okay, I can find USA. What do I watch on USA? Golf, I guess.
Yeah, they put the US Open.
Yeah, that's about all. All right.
It's going to open up. It actually premieres tonight.
Oh, really?
Premieres August 15th, 2025 on USA.
I got two football games I'm supposed to watch.
That's right.
Does it say what time, Jason?
Does not say what time.
All right,
I'm
so
sure
the Rainmaker, the TV series, John Grisham. That's something I'd be interested in.
At least set your DVR.
Yeah,
you don't have to watch it live. Set your DVR. Hey, will you do a Rainmaker review?
Sure.
On Monday?
Find the old TV show, The Firm, EB. I know that's your movie. Apparently that was flipped into a TV series for one season, 22 episodes.
But we already missed it.
But you can find old shows now.
Right. That's the thing. I feel like it's less of an urgency to DVR stuff because you could find so much stuff like on the website or whatever, right? It's like,
would shows on USA be on Peacock?
right? I don't know.
I think that Peacock is affiliated with TNT, USA, NBC.
Whatever.
And maybe it
just
says it just says USA. But that's just the original release, so you might be right.
Do you think I could secure our special thing for my son?
I mean,
do you want to give me I'll reach out? You don't have to. Do you have the contact?
Drab has it.
Drab has a contact. Yeah, my son, he's iced. He wants the cam videos. Yeah, just give me the contact. I'll reach out to the guy.
Sure, no problem.
You think he will? I'll pay.
No idea.
I mean, I got my dad one. I paid for it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, good. All right, so I don't know what's going on with Valdez today. He's got to give me a lot of junk stories. Pete Davidson admits constant talk about his junk hurts his feelings. So I guess it's kind of known in the Hollywood world, or at least the rumor is. Like, you know how they always say that other guy has a big one? John or whatever.
John Hamm,
right? They always say, Pete Davidson, right?
Well, they coined the phrase Big D Energy from Pete Davidson.
Is that why? That's them from him?
Yeah, that came from him.
Oh, I had no idea.
Because remember the list of actresses and musicians he was running through?
Mm-hmm.
There was like a 2-year period, probably 3-4 years ago, when he was just slinging it to A-listers after A-lister. He was dating Kim Kardashian.
Right, right.
Isn't he expecting a kid?
He is.
He is. I know he's trying. I know.
So he's pissed that no one talks about what he does.
I guess.
At he work, they just talk about his hog.
When maybe he feels like when he's not respected right. as an artist. He shows up, you know, he takes his work seriously, and all everybody wants
the big D.E.
They want him to pull it out.
Right. That's funny.
There could be worse, right? There could be worse.
He dated Ariana Grande, Kate Beckinsale, Kaya Gerber.
Would you take that burden, Valdez?
Yeah,
to be
sure.
Known as a guy with the I don't even know how to, with the flashlight in his pants. I mean, would you be comfortable with that?
Be known as the big stick man.
Yeah, would you?
You know, sure. I'd live with that.
You could suffer that burden. Yeah. You could you take that on. So, and then I don't know how this happens to come up, but this is a guy. I thought it was going to be this other guy, that Jonah guy. This is
Jonah Falcon.
This is
I know
a different
exactly
guy.
Who you're talking about.
Yeah, this is a different guy. Here's the headline that Valdez gives me. I don't even know what I'm allowed to say, so I'm just going to. The man with the world's largest blank informs news outlet that he's horrifically embarrassed that his enormous blank caused him to trip in the shower.
What?
That's not possible. I mean, it's not possible.
It's swaying him down.
I don't even understand. They say his enormous blank, which is, can I put it this way?
You've said blank, so you can say the
number.
Because
I've said, yes. Okay. Hold on. Give me a famous, give me a famous football player with this number, Valdez.
Well, I don't see
half.
The number.
It's a blank.
I know. So
but give me the,
Carmelo Anthony minus a half.
Yes. So Carmelo Anthony wore what number, Drabby? You should know right
seven.
Away.
Seven.
Huh?
Seven.
No, I was thinking Syracuse.
I think he wore 15.
Oh. 15?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
Syracuse.
15.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Seven
yeah.
in NBA, yeah.
Yeah, 15.
Oh, my goodness.
He's claiming half less than that. Is that even?
14.
But how would you trip over that? How do you trip over that?
He didn't. He's just looking for attention.
I don't believe that.
Come on.
He says, one of the issues with being so large, especially in hot water showers, is it's not exactly easy to see my feet. Oh, it obstructed his view. I didn't see the excess shower gel in the tub because my blank was the only thing in my sight line. Okay, I got it. I slipped on it.
You thought he stepped on it and slipped on it.
No, it just blocked out his vision. It obscured his vision.
Hey, look at the picture that you would. That's the most unassuming.
Yeah, like who would know?
Should I know who Jonah Falcon is?
No,
you would because it's a radio.
Is
thing.
He a YouTube dude?
No, or? He's like a guy that like back in the day I think went on Stern and
he'd be on every shock jock radio.
Yeah, just talking about his big Johnson.
Okay, I got you. So he's not an actor.
He's a loser.
No, no, he's not. He's not an actor. I mean, maybe. I'm sure he's done
that's
an adult
him?
Film or two. Yeah, that's
that
the guy.
Guy's a loser.
He's got a Carmelo in his pants.
Yeah, okay.
That's the dude. Hey, but isn't there a famous 14? Give me a quarterback that wore 14. I was trying to think of a quarterback that wore 14.
Well, Kyle Hamilton, dude. Safety, wears 14.
All right, but that's not like I said. This is your Ravens nerd. But, like, come on. Give me a famous 14. Who's the most famous 14?
I'm trying to think.
Dan Fouts. Stephon Diggs.
Oh, Fouts, yeah, Fouts.
Dan Fouts. But now we're really, he didn't even, have you ever even heard of Dan Fouts?
No, I don't know who that is. I would have said Stephon Diggs.
Stephon Diggs.
He's got a Fouts and a hat.
I mean, I just put famous quarterbacks who were 14.
There weren't that many.
They're old. Fred Biletnikoff.
Why does nobody wear 14?
Otto Graham. Y.A. Tittle, I mean, and just, Curly Lambeau popped up.
There's no modern quarterback?
Oh, I'm sure there are. I can't think of them.
Really? I'm not good there's with no famous 14s? Like a freaking, like, what does Justin Herbert wear? Like 8 or something?
I don't even Darnold know. Wears 14.
Darnold?
Mm-hmm.
But Sam Darnold. But that, yeah, but that doesn't really mean anything. Fouts. Does Drabby even know Dan Fouts?
Steve Grogan wore 14.
I'll be honest, I know him more for his work on ABC. Or
you don't like CBS, you don't remember like.
I don't really. I
can
don't
you
know
name any of his receivers? John Jefferson, Charlie Joyner. Huh?
West Chandler.
West Chandler. I mean, we basically named him right there.
That was the three sillies.
That's our era.
They were the Cincinnati Bengals of that era.
What a silly receiving core that was.
But they had poopy defense.
Right.
Couldn't stop anybody.
All right, there's a Charlie Sheen doc out. Would you want to watch that? Charlie Sheen doc on Netflix? And there's, I don't know. And I think, I mean, obviously they're going to talk all about that time in 2011 when he captured, you know, the nation's attention with his
he went crazy.
Went crazy deal.
And winning, Tiger's blood.
Winning and everything. We were playing the daily clips from like the live streams or whatever he was doing every night. Remember that? It didn't he? I mean, I don't know if it was real, if he had somebody else did it, but didn't he provide like drug results that showed that he was actually drug free at least one or two of those nights?
Maybe. But what he was having like drug fueled orgies with porn stars.
Yeah. I mean, if you go down the Charlie Sheen wormhole, and especially like with Corey Haim and those guys, you could find some really horrifying allegations against them, like really horrifying. But I have seen, it does seem like he's, I mean, at some point, he's got to grow up, right? He's got to be in his 60s. And if he's sober now, you know,
he squandered the 2.5 Men gravy train.
He squandered all that money?
Yeah, remember they replaced him with Ashton Kutcher.
Right, but I mean, but he comes with a family. I mean, he should have a ton of dough, right? Family money and everything else.
Yeah, but if you're basically getting residual paychecks and a steady paycheck from a network show that gets renewed year after year after year.
Oh, I'm sure that's huge, huge money.
I mean, I think that kid in that thing was making like $15 million a year.
So supposedly in the doc, they have Denise Richards, Heidi Fleiss, John Cryer, Sean Penn, Ramon Estevez, I don't even know which Estevez that is. Brooke Mueller, that was his girlfriend, remember, that she had a big-time drug issue. Chris Tucker, even Charlie Sheen's drug dealer, Marco. So,
when did this all start with him?
What do you mean?
Just the drugs and the,
booze. Probably his entire life.
Probably
his entire life.
Remember, he was accused of knowingly giving like these porn stars HIV.
Right. Because, I mean, he's living with HIV right now.
And
right?
He knew, like, during these orgies, he had already known that he was infected.
Right.
And he didn't tell any of the chicks or anything like that.
It's just brutal.
So listen to this. So when he was filming Wall Street, what year did Wall Street come out?
Like in the 85? 86 or something?
Yeah, it's called mid-80s. He says, we would be out at the bars every night until 4 a.m. because they filmed it in New York. And they'd have to be at the studios or wherever they were filming at 6.
Right.
And then he says, I tried to stand toe-to-toe with Michael Douglas and handle 50% of a scene. He said it was impossible.
Right.
So if you ever watch Wall Street again, I mean, he was probably drunk most of those scenes.
Oh, drunk or high or whatever.
Or hungover. Yeah. Certainly hungover.
Yeah, certainly.
Wow.
I don't know. Last but not least, did we ever have Paul Rodriguez in studio in all the years we've had all these different comedians?
I don't think so.
Doesn't ring a bell.
maybe not. I know we've had like George Lopez, but I don't think we've had Paul Rodriguez. But he's 70 years old. This is a sad story. Arrested on suspicion of drug possession at an L.A. restaurant. They think he had fentanyl on him. Of course, he denied it. I believe his son, at one point, if he's not still, was like an iconic skateboarder.
I believe
was like
so.
The best yes. skateboarder mm-hmm. in the world. I don't know if he's... I'm sure he's still in that world.
And his son's 40.
He better watch out. Jeff McCauley's coming.
Jeff McCauley's, he's coming for him. Oh, and I guess one other, last but not least, Taylor Swift, shocker, the podcast that she did with Travis. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but like
everybody exploding, in the world,
so, breaking yeah. all the
I
records.
Think within 24 hours, it did 13.5 million views.
Yeah. Just so nuts.
Just on YouTube. Yeah. That's like not listening on Spotify or wherever.
Yeah. I mean, that's crazy. Say what you want. I mean, she may be annoying. She brings in the viewers.
All right, so Cliff Kingsbury just said some interesting things regarding...
Yeah, I mean, it's very quick. You could read into it what you want, but yeah. We'll play it. I'm telling you, the tension, it's starting to get tense. Remember how Valdez keeps maintaining that Ja'Marr Chase said that his hold-in or whatever was like a cloud over the entire season? You can see maybe that's starting to form here. We'll play those clips next when we come back.